One item of business, County Administrator's Report for August 24, 2001. Item number one, the Delaware State Police Year-to-Date Activity Report for July 2021 is attached, listing the number of violent crime arrests as well as total traffic charges and corresponding arrests. In addition, DUI and total vehicle crashes investigated are listed. In total, there were 193 troopers assigned to Sussex County for the month of July. Item two, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, the following projects have received substantial completion. Ocean View Beach Club North Phase 2, formerly known as Light Height, construction record effective August 9th. Belterra Phase 2A construction record effective August 10th. Americana Bayside Village A Phase 4 construction record effective August 11th. Seagrove, otherwise known as Harton Phase 4, effective July 12th. And Estuary Phase 3B construction record effective August 13th. Item 3, it's with sadness that we note the passing of County Pensioner Mary Sue Sharp on Monday, August 16th. Ms. Sharp began her career with Sussex County in July 1976 and retired as a financial representative 3 in April 2018 with 41 years of service. We'd like to extend our condolences to the Sharp family. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Brillington, third quarter employee recognition awards. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. I'm here today to announce and congratulate our third quarter Shining Star winners. The Shining Star Committee selected Sharon Palmer, who works at the South Coastal Library, Sherry Sheridan from the Register of Wills Department, and Scott Thornton from the Engineering Department. These individuals were selected out of a total of 24 submissions. Each one will receive a certificate, a Shining Star pin, and will be eligible for the Employee of the Year. At this time, I would like to read the submissions that were made by their co-workers. For Sharon Palmer, South Coastal Library, she received the Above and Beyond badge. This was submitted by Patricia Young, a co-worker. Sharon recently created an outreach program at South Coastal Library that involves collecting donated food items for local food pantries. She gathers all donated items and coordinates with each month's designated pantry to arrange for pickup and distribution. While most people think that the beach communities at South Coastal Library serves are mostly affluent communities, there is a segment of the local population in great need of these food pantries. Sharon has gone above and beyond to identify this need and to find a way to meet the need that includes significant community involvement. Our second winner had two submissions by co-workers. The first one is You're a Superhero badge from Lindsay Bainey. For Sherry Sheridan, a customer had a medical emergency that required the office call for the paramedics. Sherry stayed on the floor with the customer, held her hand, and coached her in breathing until the ambulance arrived. It was truly admirable to watch her remain so calm under pressure and act with great empathy. The second coworker, Chris Vavila, issued her an Above and Beyond badge. Sherry used her training from working in nursing homes and jumped into action. She got down on the floor with a customer and held her hand and tried to get her to take slow breaths and to calm down. Sherry remained calm throughout the entire emergency and stayed right with the customer until the EMS was able to arrive. I think I speak for the entire staff when I say we are all thankful to have Sherry here to take charge and help to make a stressful situation as calm as possible under the circumstances. And last but not least, Scott Thornton, he works in our County Engineer Department. He received the Team Player badge from Jordan Dickerson. Scott does multiple things within Sussex County Planning and Design Review Department. Due to the high volume of construction activity, his services were needed for 5 days in Utility Construction Division to perform inspections, which is not part of his daily duties. So if you would join me in congratulating Sharon, Sherry, and Scott for their outstanding contributions.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. As in the past, DART, a division of DLDOT, has allocated $796,868 for funding of transportation expenses for various senior centers in Sussex County. This amount is $6 difference from last year. The county's responsibility is to approve the recommended funding amounts for fiscal year 2022 per state law. This process is an allocation of state grant funds to various senior agencies for transportation purposes. Because the funding level has not materially changed, the recommended funding for each agency is similar to previous years, and that was provided in the public packet. I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the allocation of state funds to the various senior centers as presented.
Pleasure of council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Any questions on the motion?
I have a question, but I'll ask it afterwards. It's just a general question on how they get to their. You want me to ask it now?
Sure. Yeah.
Do they, when they submit that their budgeted form, do they back in to the number that they're given, or are those their actual expenses? I would imagine they spend a lot more than they're asking for.
Correct. So they ask for more than what they get, which they know what they're going to get because they get it every year. They submit a budget to DART, who then tracks their expenditures, and I get that now because I asked for it to make sure they're spending what we gave them. But the last couple of years, they haven't provided all the transportation because of COVID. So in a normal year, yes, they spend it all. Right now, they're not spending as much. So
because the forms that I saw on the in the packet,
yeah,
they asked for exactly
that's what they're what asking. They got. They're asking for a little bit more than what they're getting.
I suspect they actually spend. It costs them much more than that to run that program.
That is correct.
More questions, the council? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Obviously, motion carried. Mr. Bedlars.
Good morning, Mr.
Morning,
President.
Morning.
Good morning, Council. First up, the Delaware Coastal Business Park, the Comcast easement. And that is long in the making. And some of you may understand the whole complexity of this issue and the history to it and what was initially caused by the, let's say, faulty installation on attempt number one. So we have proposed a route for the Comcast folks. And finally, they accepted the route, accepted that the payment for the easement will be submitted, and also accepted the fact that they have to comply with the requirements of the state regulations when it comes to conflicting utilities, to the extent of exposing all of the conflicting utilities and hand-digging conflicted areas. When you look at the last page of the attachment, it shows you how many pipes the county has in that corner. So, and we obviously know what happened in the first round.
Yes.
Yes.
Didn't they cut your water line?
I can't remember.
Did they reimburse you for all that finally?
The insurance companies are arguing over it.
Still arguing, okay. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So at this point, it has been turned over to the insurances from our side as well as the contractor side. But in this case, so we feel we will have full-time inspection. We feel comfortable. We should be making that possible. So it's really the consumer wants to have better service.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. You have a motion?
Yes, I have a suggested motion. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approves granting of a communication utility easement to Comcast of Delmarva for tax parcel 135-20.00-75.00 in the amount of $2,000 equal to the cost of appraisal.
Pleasure, Council. Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Riley.
Yes.
Albo, yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Next is the Concord Road commercial extension. And nobody knows more about it than the president and where we are and how far we've come and what the next steps are. So in order to get this accomplished, last time we touched it, you touched it, was to approve a standalone PO associated with the unit prices of the Concord Road project, which was a USDA project, and we chose the PO route not to have a USDA approved change order, that's why. So. We now know that we are across the street at the right depth, right at the shoulder, but then we have had a deflection. We know we have to fix it. We know we have to go back. We will be making the submittal this week to DLDOT for the permit revision. And we will be going back once the seasonal restrictions are lifted and we can cut the shoulder. So in the process, there were a couple of, so the closeout is straightforward. It's a reduction in closeout. We haven't done the rest of the tail leg of the project. We will be completing the project. What is missing from that is the explanation why we're having additional costs. And recommitted to the engineering department, committed to a 2-to-1 split, 2 being the contractor, 1 being us, to redo the parking lot of the church, which was really torn up in the process, in addition to the impact we had on the length of the construction. We will be cleaning the, we'll also be cleaning the building and doing some more topsoil and seed restoration. So in order to cross the road, you saw that we had some significant dewatering issues, and I, the town engineer, agreed to pay for the pump rental on the other side. So having said this, so we have the closeout, final adjustment number, and the authorization for the additional payments in this amount stated.
So we have a motion.
I have a motion.
Okay.
And maybe if I may, last thing, we will come back with the time and material contract because it's such a tricky piece. So in order to get that stuff done to IG Burton's, we will do that. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that County Council approve the closeout of the standalone contract continuation purchase order to Zach Excavating Incorporated in the reduced amount of $541,196.88 and authorize payment of the additional expenses and stored materials in the amount of $30,799.47.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I have a motion carried. Thank you, sir, for that.
Item number 3 covers the various items associated with the general aviation apron expansion. And it also covers the item under the airport, which is the next item up. So all these threes are teed up in that memo, and I have 3 different motions which deal with this. If we have FAA-specific questions, I cannot cover. We have Mr. Bryant as the backup. He has to keep his distance over there.
I know that.
So GA stands for General Aviation, not Georgetown Airport.
And that would be Delaware Coastal.
Oh, that's
so,
right.
Yes. General Aviation. General
good,
Aviation.
Good response.
The Delaware Coastal Airport has a mid-sized jet aircraft is our target aircraft, and we have documented needs for the parking associated with it, and that parking for that particular type of aircraft wants to be right in that area next to across the terminal, and where then they can walk across and go and use the terminal, etc. So that was an approved project, was in the budget, was in the aviation budget of the FAA. We did do the design under previous approval by the council for Delta. We bid the design. We were sitting on the design because we had submitted the bid results to the FAA for consideration under the grant. We got the responses back. Money is available. So now we can ask you as a step one to award the project with the condition of the FAA final approval on this particular award, which should be forthcoming without a problem.
Okay.
So I have that's the one motion. You want to do one? You want me to cover the other items?
Sure. Yeah. Why? Yeah.
The second one is once we have the conditional award. Obviously, we have a project. It means we need construction services to cover the work with the FAA. We will provide the inspection services, but Delta will provide the contract administration services. So you have the proposal before you. That proposal went through an independent fee review, which is also an eligible project expense, and found to be reasonable and within the boundaries of the FAA approval, and that way we can award this to Delta, again contingent upon, which is pretty much a given because we already did the independent fee
right.
review.
Right.
And the third one is the official county council acceptance of the 2 grants, which, and you may recall, this is a 100% federal cost share project because of the tie-in to the pandemic. So there's no state share and there's no county share. So this is all the monies flow back to all the eligible amounts flow back to us in the form of a grant. So I have 3 different motions. So I'm going to tee them up.
Sure.
(clears throat) So first, let's accept the money so we can do the other two.
Okay, that's good.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council accepts two Federal Aviation Administration's grant offers totaling $2,157,290 for a 100% of the allowable cost, for 100% of the allowable costs incurred during the construction phase of the expansion of the general aviation apron.
Pleasure, counsel.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
So, Mr. Money in hand, we can move. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that contract A 20-36, construction of general aviation apron expansion phase two, be awarded to Georgian Lynch Incorporated for their total bid of $1,933,799 and associated task order number two to Delta Airport Consultants Incorporated be approved in the amount not to exceed $220,000 for construction administration services, both contingent upon FAA funding approval.
Pleasure, counsel.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Sorry.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Any questions? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Ashman.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. First item is a proposed Blackwater Village additional utilities item, and this is for permission to post, prepare and post notices for a public hearing. In February 2021, Council adopted a resolution establishing the Blackwater Village area to the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District for us to begin providing central sewer service. Immediately following that, the Engineering Department received a packet of petitions requesting that the county provide water service, street lighting, and drainage improvements. Engineering Department prepared and distributed polling letters to the entire community on their interest of these three additional utilities on March 4th, and a second notice was sent out on June 27th, just trying to encompass as many people as we could. The county received responses representing 171 of the 277 recorded lots, and 98 of those had interest in water service, 118 had interest in street lighting, and 97 of them in drainage improvements. So the Engineering Department would like to request us permission so we can hold a public hearing, provide additional information, including potential costs, impacts, and timelines to the sewer and impacts to their roads. And after the public hearing, we'll schedule a referendum and place one, two, or three of those items on the ballot and let them vote to see which ones they do want to include.
Sure. All right, you have a motion?
I do. Be it moved that based on the receipt of petitions submitted pursuant to 9 DLC 6503, Sussex County Council hereby grants permission for the Sussex County Engineering Department to prepare and post notices for a public hearing to establish a boundary for the proposed Blackwater Village additional utilities.
Pleasure, counsel.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. The next one is for what we're referring to as the NAP parcels expansion of the West Rehoboth area. We received a request from Davis Bowen Fidel on behalf of their clients, Leslie Gay Knapp, Marini, trustees for Halsey G. Knapp and Joan D. Knapp, the owners and developers of 10 parcels along New Road. One of the parcels is already in the sewer district, and a recent property line adjustment has left one of them half in the district, half out of the district. All were previously served with sewer laterals, but were never in the district. The parcels are served with 6-inch laterals for single family homes, and they're asking them to be annexed so they can start construction. They will be responsible for system connection charges of $6,600 per EDU based on current rates. And we'd like to request permission to prepare and post notices for a public hearing on the annexation.
Thank you for your motion.
Be it moved by Sussex County Council that Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the NAP parcels expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include the balance of parcel 335-7-6.12 and parcel 6.13 through 6.20 as presented on August 24th.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will, yeah, motion carried. Thank you, sir, very much. Ms. Jennings, grant requests.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three grants for your consideration. The first one is Chamber of Commerce for Greater Milford. They're requesting $2,000 for their 20th annual Riverwalk Freedom Festival expenses. Last grant awarded this organization was $1,000, which was $500 for Mr. Burton, $500 for Mr. Wilson. Ms. Green placed on the agenda.
Mr. Green.
I will donate $500 toward the efforts.
I'd like to offer $500 from the 3rd District Council.
So, motion, Mrs. Green, second, Mr. Schaefer, to grant $1,000 to the Chamber of Commerce for Greater Milford for festival expenses, being $500 Mrs. Green's Council MAC account and $500 Mr. Schaefer's Council MAC account. Question on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried. Next.
Okay, next one. Delaware Botanic Gardens is requesting $5,000 for their 2021 virtual dinner to benefit their operations. Last grant awarded to this organization was $3,500, which was $2,500 for Mr. Riley, $500 for Mr. Vincent, and $500 for Mr. Hudson. Mr. Riley placed on the agenda.
Mr. Riley.
I'd be willing to do $2,500 again.
And I would donate $500.
I'll put $500 in. So, motion, Mr. Riley, second, Mr. Hudson, to grant Delaware Botanic Gardens for virtual dinner for benefit operations $3,500, being $2,500 Mr. Riley's Council MAC account, $500 Mr. Hudson's Council MAC account, and $500 from my Council MAC account. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried. Next.
Okay, and the last one is Delaware State College Alumni Association is requesting $3,500 for Band to the Beach trip expenses. Last grant awarded to this organization was $2,569 for Mr. Hudson. Mr. Hudson placed on the agenda.
Hudson.
I would donate $2,600 to the Delaware State College Alumni Association for my Council MAC account.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second.
Second.
Mr. Riley. To grant $2,600 Mr. Hudson's Council MAC account to the Delaware State College Alumni Association, Sussex County Chapter, for Band to the Beach trip expenses. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried. Thank you, ma'am. Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I have five, and I think there's one for each council member. The first one is for Mr. Schaefer's district, an ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for multifamily dwellings, 4 units, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.25 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it. Mr. Schaefer introduces it.
The next one is in Mr. Vincent's district, an ordinance granting a conditional use of land in the AR1 agricultural residential district for a towing business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 3.078 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Next one is in Mr. Hudson's district, an ordinance granting a conditional use of land in a MR medium residential district for an amendment of conditions of approval for conditional use number 2046, ordinance number 2479, related to permitted hours of construction to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 36.61 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Hudson, introduce it.
Next one is in Ms. Green's district, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district, a GR general residential district, and an MR medium density residential district for a 75 megawatt solar farm to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 350.96 acres, more or less.
I will introduce it.
Mr. Green, introduce it.
And the last one is in Mr. Riley's district, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a borrow pit to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 56.93 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce. I'll introduce it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Councilmember comments. Councilmember comments. Councilmember comments. Entertained a motion to go to executive session for pending potential litigation and personnel.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will, we're now in executive session for pending.